The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of FMR.
This is FMR.
Beginning of the week. And this is your host, Beryl Eichenberger, for Cape Diary on Fine Wise Music Radio 101.3, which you can listen to every Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 12 till 1. Ably assisted and probably put in my place by our sound whiz technician, Zoo, we've got a superb dish of entertainment treats that are coming up very shortly. So, join a monthly dance with a tea. There's more teas to this than you imagine. And why not come back to the city on a Saturday, even after work is finished? Awards get celebrated in an absolutely unique way. And there's a musical event that celebrates everyone's favourite musical. And of course, don't forget the Artscape Roundup. So if you have an event that you would like to have publicised on Diary, why don't you send it to diary@fmr.co.za? And if you do miss half of this program or whatever, you can listen to the podcast on fmr.co.za.
101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.
So what's not to love in tea and tango? And when it's a Gatsby-style Sunday high tea at Glenhof Manor in Newlands, oh yes, it's time to enjoy some glamour, a little decadence, and watch the experts dance their sexy dance. We're delighted to welcome into the studio Denise Anderson and James Kipling of Recuerdo Tango. I hope I got the pronunciation right.
Yes, you did.
Trying to just do a bit of Spanish here or Argentinian or whatever. Hi, welcome into the studio. So, tell us how the high teas started, because I mean, I love all the teas, the alliteration, as you can imagine. But tell us how all of this started.
Well, thank you for having us on the radio. The idea for the tango high tea at Glenhof came about almost a year ago. Our teacher, Eric Jorissen, who is also Mark Huben's teacher, who at Mark Huben is our greatest tango dancer and teacher in Cape Town.
Without question.
Yes.
Without question.
Yes. When Eric was here last year to teach masterclass classes, he comes out every November. He is here at the moment. He suggested to us when we were given the opportunity to host milongas at the Glenhof Manor, he said, why not do something different? Why don't change their style a little bit? What about an afternoon tea? What about a high tea and tango? Mix it up, get people connecting.
Tango.
Yes. And he's very big on, he said to me the other day when I asked him to give Mark a hug for me, he was going to visit him, he said, that's the business that I'm in. I'm in the business of hugs. Mm. So that is connection. And he loves the idea that we are going to celebrate the legacy of tango in Cape Town with a high tea sharing with the public on the beautiful lawns and gardens and the building itself of
there's
Glenhof.
Something, well, it's not something, is it? I mean, the history of tango is so very interesting. We were chatting before we went on air about the show that I saw in London many years ago, which was, it took you through the history of tango, how it started, because it started in the brothels.
That's right.
And it's sort of it is so sexy. Tell the uninitiated,
okay,
what a milonga is.
Well, a milonga is a social evening of tango dancing for the tango community, where we get together and and dance, this beautifully improvised dance. It's a bit like learning a language when you learn the Milonguera-style tango. Mm-hmm. Milonguera-style is close embrace. There are different styles. There's a slightly more open salon style, and that is used more for performances. And then there's the Milonguera-style, which is a little bit like watching people dancing through the window. You know that saying where everybody says, dance like
a woman,
yes, and dance like nobody's watching, that kind of thing. And so you never know what you're going to talk about through the dance, through the body, when you're dancing tango in the milonga. There's an etiquette of how to ask someone to dance. You never run up to them and ask them to dance or grab their hands because you're going to be...
Not quite like our church hall hops.
No. And it's an interpretation of the beautiful music that is so vastly layered. And coming back to layered, it reminds us of cake. So back to tea, layers
James,
of the music.
James, do you want to talk about the tea? You're sort of sitting there and you're very nervous, but are we going to break those nerves? Definitely. Talk about what's going to happen
it's going to be
in the afternoon.
It's going to be so exciting. We're going to have we've got some amazing food being prepared by Robert, who's been involved with the tango for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the venue is so magnificent. Open to the public. Public can come and have a delicious meal and watch the tango being performed.
Do they have to dress up? I mean, you've given it a sort of Gatsby style, and I'm seeing Jay and Zelda and whatever. Is it obligatory?
It's not obligatory, but it's fun if you want mm-hmm. to. Great Gatsby. Definitely.
But also there's an introductory dance as well, so people can come a little bit earlier, as I understand it.
Yes, that's what we've decided to do. We thought that we would open at about 2:30 before the event starts at 3, just to give an introductory class to people who would like to experience a few basics of the tango.
I know. I'm mad about tango. For my 70th birthday, I was given tango lessons. To this day, I can't remember any of the steps, but then I don't have any muscle memory, obviously. But just watching that fluidity, how did you get into it? How long have you been doing it?
I've been dancing since 2012, when I first started dancing with Mark.
I probably saw you.
Perhaps.
Yes, I would have done.
I had met Mark many years ago as a ballet student, and long story short, was coerced into dancing the tango by a very dear friend who wanted us to perform for a party. And I was an absolute beginner and begged Mark, and he very generously said that he would. And from that time, I was hooked and continued to do classes with him.
How long is how long is it since Mark started the whole tango
movement
in Cape Town? Because I've known him for probably since about 2000.
I would think it's probably close to 25 years now.
Must be.
Yeah.
Because we used to have tango when we had Cape Town One City Festival.
Right.
We used to have tango exhibitions in the middle of St. George's Mall.
Fantastic.
It was just absolutely magic. And your partnership, James and Denise, Ricardo. Why Ricardo?
Well, I think, James, you can take that one.
Ricardo means... something like memory or souvenir or recollection. And Denise and I have been dancing for just over 10 years mm-hmm. together. And when we decided to start this small school in the southern suburbs, we wanted to really honor our teachers, Mark and Eric. And so we teach on a Wednesday evening from Glenof Manor, basic introduction to this beautiful dance.
It's
As I say, it's my favorite dance. Is there a school still in town? Because I know Mark used to teach in town.
Yes. Of course, at Youngblood, Ina, who runs Youngblood Art Gallery and was Mark's professional dance partner, she is teaching wonderful classes there. Also, the whole idea is to try and keep the legacy of Mark's teaching going and with the essence of how he taught us. Well, there are other teachers as well in Cape Town that are teaching. The tango community is relatively small compared to the rest of the world, but it's still a thriving
close,
community
yeah.
and very close. Yeah.
Well, a shout out to Mark from all of us and big hugs. We know you're not having an easy time of it. So this is Glenhof Manor, which is 12 Glenhof Road in Newlands, on Sunday.
That's right.
Sunday, yeah. This Sunday. So
this Sunday.
Lastminute.com, usually in Cape Town, as we know. Tickets are at Quicket and from 3 to 7 p.m. And if that hasn't tickled your fancy, I really don't know what will. Thank you, Denise. Thank you, James.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We were talking about tea, so what better than Tea for Two with Crystal Burkholz from her album Burning Bridges. Well, on to something that's not quite tea, but even if you work in the city, you might want to come back on a Saturday afternoon as well, because the Mission for Inner City has absolutely the best reason. Tommy LaRue joins us to tell us more, but it's about enjoying our city, isn't it?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, and thanks for having me. Inner City Saturdays is really about inviting people back into the city. A day when usually there's maybe not as much cars on the street, there's not as much action. We want people to come and explore, walk around the city, see the galleries, the cafes, the shops that are open, maybe do a little bit of festive shopping as well.
I think a lot of people tend to think, well, the city just closes down.
You know, we
so badly need to be a 24/7 city. I mean, we're up there with the world's best as Cape Town. We should be 24/7.
Absolutely.
And we still haven't quite got there.
Yes, I think that, you know, there is a large number of people that have recently moved into the city centre.
Yes.
A large number of students. Obviously, there's a lot of tourists that are here at this point in time. We want people to see that there's something to do. There's something to attract people into the city. And there really are a large number of shops and galleries and cafes, as I mentioned, that have put their hands up and said, we really want to do something special for people on Saturdays. So there's a reason to bring your family into town, you know, maybe bring your kids. Even walk your dog around, really just kind of enjoy what the city has to offer.
Let's talk about the Mission for Inner City a little bit, because
Absolutely.
How did that evolve? I mean, how long has it been going?
Well, we launched officially in March of this year. It is a non-profit organization which exists to enhance and promote the inner city to everyone. You know, we do that through placemaking, essentially, and data and marketing. So we collect.
What's placemaking?
Well, placemaking, that's the thing. People always ask that question, and luckily I have a list of things that we do.
Not completely stupid, yes.
No, it is one of those things where it's, what is that? What we do is we take private funding. We're very lucky to be able to receive private funding from the likes of 91 and invest that into public spaces. So what that means is, you'll see new seating and greening around the city. You'll see new public art projects. If you are driving on Strand Street today, you'll see a big mural crossing that's just been completed. To make it a safer pedestrian crossing from coming over St. George's Mall over Strand Street.
Right.
Heather Moore of Skinny Lemix, an amazing design. So that's one example.
Yes, she is exquisite.
She's great. So she came up with an amazing design that you'll see on that crossing at the moment to help make it a safer place for pedestrians, to help motorists know that there are pedestrians. So that's one of the things that we do. Public art, we've just completed a gallery on on Bree Street, which is an incredible little space that we've sort of reinvigorated with art, and there's a 9-panel mural that you can go and see there. It's becoming a little bit of a tourist attraction at the moment.
Inside or outside?
Outside. So it's all public art, so everyone can enjoy it. You know, so one of the other things that we're concentrating on is walking routes. So we're going to be releasing a walking map in the very near future that shows people where the attractions are, where the landmarks are, where they feel safe walking, and what they can do to explore the city.
It's such an exciting project. I wondered if there had been, if you had any link to what was Open Streets.
Yes.
And to First Thursdays.
Yes. So luckily, well,
are you all working together?
To speak
which
about
would
first,
be nice.
Yeah. To speak about First Thursdays first, we're actually very lucky to have Gareth Pearson. He was one of the co-founders of First Thursdays, mm-hmm. who works for us as
oh,
well.
Oh, terrific!
So if you think about First Thursdays and Inner City Saturdays is really kind of the family version mm-hmm. of First Thursdays. But yeah, so we're very lucky to work with him. I was actually on Bree Street yesterday, where they closed down Bree Street for Sunday and just, you know, bring in a whole bunch of people to activate and play yeah. games, and there's street cricket, we
yes.
had basketball hoops set up.
I did that at one stage.
Yes, yeah. So that actually originated through Open Streets, and now Young right. Urbanists, an organization that we work with really closely, have kind of taken the baton and they're running with it. But yeah, to speak on just quickly on other organizations that we work with, we partner very closely with the CCID, and we're very grateful for the work that they do.
Terrific.
In terms of cleaning, maintenance, and security.
Yes.
And the mission for Inner City Cape Town really exists to layer on that cultural programming, the events, the public art.
It is so important to work together.
Absolutely.
And not separately.
Absolutely.
Because the only way this city or this country is going to work is when we work together. And this is a marvelous, marvelous initiative. So what happens, where, and is it the same places in the city every time? Are the streets closed off or what?
So we won't be closing any streets, but essentially what we're quite lucky with, this is our second edition of Inner City Saturdays. The previous October version had a smaller footprint, so we're likely expanding our mm-hmm. footprint this time around, mm-hmm. incorporating more retailers and galleries. So you'll be able to experience offerings from the Fan Walk all the way up to sort of around about Whale Street, and then from Bateencrocht all the way to Green Market Square. So it's kind of a smaller footprint for us, but we want to organically grow Inner City Saturdays. And, you know, we're lucky to have retailers and galleries and cafes coming to us and saying we'd really love to participate and be a part of it as well. So it's going to grow slowly over time, which I think is a great thing for us to be doing.
I think also what's interesting, it's great in summer. What happens in winter?
Well, in winter, that's a great question. And what we were really lucky to be involved with this year was something called the Heat Arts Festival, which has now gone into its second year. And that is a winter arts festival, which is based in the inner city as well. And we were proud to support them and help facilitate
Where
that.
When was that?
That happened in August, I believe.
August is an incredibly busy month. because it's Women's Month.
Yes, absolutely.
So there's so much happening. So yeah. I apologize. I missed that one.
Well, yeah. But so in winter, I mean, you know, the city is still a great place to explore in winter. You know, it's a little bit cooler, which I think is nice. It's a little bit quieter as well.
Yeah.
Fewer tourists. But, you know, there's as I said, there are a large number of people that are now living in the inner city as well, which is great, particularly students, which is great. So there's more people on the street. There's more activities. There's more galleries and cafes and shops that are open at the moment. So
As I say, I keep saying it. It's a great initiative. I'm curious also because this is the end of November. It's Saturday, the 29th of November. Mm-hmm. Black Friday is the 28th. But, I mean, November is black, period. Mm-hmm. How are you going to do that with the inner city? I mean, are your retailers going to sort of have Black Friday specials? Because everybody seems to have embraced it. For whatever reason.
Yes, they are. And there's a lot of them that are offering specials, discounts.
Okay.
You know, they're bringing in other partners as well. To give you one example, Black Betty Jewelry Design, which is on Hout Street, are offering tattoos, piercings, and all sorts of other great things at a discount because of the fact that it is Black Friday. We obviously want people to come in and do a little bit of that festive, maybe gift shopping
yes,
as well.
Yes, great idea.
And I think, you know, to me, the thing that's great about coming into the inner city to support the businesses that are there is that they're all local makers and artisans who are also have a retail space, you know, in the inner city, and we really want people to experience what they have to offer as well, because it's really unique, and that's a great thing.
And Green Market Square, will that be open as well?
Yep, Green Market Square will be
terrific.
Open, and Cafe Sante is offering
yes.
a special as well,
yeah.
which is great. So if you want to sit and enjoy watching the people coming and going, you can sit there and enjoy a nice cold beverage.
I worked in the city for more than 30 years and loved the city, but of course, yeah, things change. I think it's a brilliant initiative.
Thank you. On
Saturday, the 29th of November, this Saturday. It's from 9 to 5 o'clock. It's free. to wander around, and all that wonderful street art as well that we have. I think we're very blessed with our artists here. It's Cape Town inner city between Devoutakant, the top of Bree, through to Company's Gardens. And please follow for updates on their social media at Mission for Inner City CT or at Inner City Saturdays, or go to missionforinnercity.org. Thank you so much, Tommy. Thank you for giving us the picture.
Thank you for having me.
FMR.
And a new dawn emerges at Artscape, because we have Simon Herodine, who's going to tell us exactly what's going on at Artscape this week. Exciting thing.
Good afternoon to you and to the listeners. It's always a new dawn at Artscape. Every day is a new day with lots of exciting productions and events happening around here. I think, first of all, we just want to say thank you to all of those who joined us on Friday for the Women's Shutdown, Women for Change Shutdown. I mean, I don't think we expected such an amazing turnout, with people coming from all over. Probably all over Cape Town, and even from all across the CBD and the adjoining businesses as well, joining us. So thank you for that. And staying in that vein, because Artscape, one of our ethos that we run throughout the year is our 365 campaign on gender-based violence. And you, as also the founder of Woman Zone, would know that we partner with you on that. That's your other hat that you wear.
Yep. Yeah. Not the founder. I'm just the assistant.
The assistant. So as we are on the eve, it's as of tomorrow, the 16 days of No Violence Against Women and Children starting tomorrow, running to the 10th of December, if I'm not mistaken. That includes Human Rights Day and International Persons with Disabilities Day as well, as well as HIV Day. There's quite a lot of international days in the next
HIV
few days.
It's on the 1st of December.
Persons with Disabilities is on the
3rd. International Human Rights Day, yeah.
Yeah, so we've got this amazing production that speaks to the injustices that women face in certain societies and certain cultures. It's called Hidden Current. It is produced by Freehold Theatre from Seattle, and it is a collaboration between South African producer, Fatima Dike, of course, and then Iran as well, and directed by Robin Lynn Smith. And it opens from the 27th and running until the 29th. So it is looking at the challenges of oppression that women face in these different cultures. Please come and see that production. But for those who are in a mood for some comedy, we've got some comedy with Alfred Arianza with Positive Strokes. I saw him the other day when he was emceeing the Cape Town Tourism's AGM, and I was rolling on the floor with laughter, so I can just imagine how we are all going to roll on floor with laughter with his jokes. Then we've got some more comedy with Obid Plykes as well later on in the week. So we deal with the serious stuff, such as Hidden Current, and then obviously with the lighter stuff, such as the comedy that we're experiencing. And then just to round off, I think I would like our patrons or listeners to diarise the 9th of September for the free lunchtime concert. December.
We wish it was September.
You see, that is where the year is getting us to know that we're not even thinking which month it is. So on the 9th of December is the annual end of year Christmas concert, Holy Night concert with Cape Town Opera and Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, and it's for free, gratis, and for nothing from 12:30 until 1:30 on the 9th of December in the Chandelier Foyer.
And then meow.
Oh yes, obviously, you know, if you presents that you want to buy, up on the 10th of December, runs right through till about the 10th, 11th of Jan, and then we've got Alice in Wonderland, the ballet, opening around about the 12th of December, that's running until the end of December, and here's the drum roll, it is the very first time that Alice in Wonderland, the ballet, will be performed in the entire Southern Hemisphere.
Oh, wow.
So not just the South African premiere. It's also a Southern Hemisphere premiere. That's the
wow.
Alice.
Well,
and
well
Alice in Wonderland, it's got amazing costumes, so it's not just for the kids. And
it's for all of
cats, us. Cats for the kids, for adults. It's great family entertainment. And there's also the production, Christmas in Gooks, that will be running in the arena. So
we'll talk next week
packed,
about that.
Yeah, a packed Christmas program.
Lovely. Thank you, Simone.
Pleasure.
Fabulous. Very exciting week. A Friend Like Me. Woo. That was from the film Aladdin. It was with Robin Williams. And it's from the album Disney's Greatest Hits, Disc 2. I'm sort of, that must be quite old. But I'm quite, it was delicious because it set the mood for my next guest, who's the wonderful Anton Lutting, who I absolutely adore. I remember him from his days in Cats.
Gosh, that's a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. I'm an absolute sucker for musical reviews. So this next production that you're doing at Theatre on the Bay with your Lambda students,
yes.
and we have to talk a little bit about that as well, I know it's going to have me rocking and rolling in the eyes. The only muscle memory I have is how to jive. Anton Lutting with us. You're celebrating 20 years of Tony Awards. So it's Broadway in all its finery, but more. Tell
Absolutely.
Us more.
You know what? Every year we come to the end of the year and we're like, what are we going to do this year? Is it a musical or is it a review? And so this year we've decided on a review, and it's always interesting. What are we going to do? You know, and we were thinking that there's been so much in terms of old school musicals around here in Cape Town. You know, the yes. Fair Ladies, the Sound of Music, and now with Cats, that we're going to bring a bit of new Broadway. So we're doing the last 20 years of the Tonys, which is basically from 2005 to 2000.
How long has the Tonys been going?
Gosh, I think from the 70s.
From 100 years.
Yeah,
yes,
I mean, yeah, absolutely. And I think it's going to be very exciting because there's going to be a lot of new material that people don't know about. So the last 20 years of the Tonys is really exciting stuff. You know, from Wicked to the Book of Mormon. It just keeps going. Jersey Boys and to the latest stuff, which is on Broadway now, like Death Becomes Her and The Outsiders. So it's going to be a real slice of Broadway mm-hmm. in terms of the music that people are going to
and
hear.
And Hamilton and...
Hamilton, absolutely.
Which is now old stuff, doesn't it?
You think it is, but I think I'm also hoping it's a bit of an education, mm-hmm. you know, and obviously nobody can afford to spend each year on the big white way, so we're bringing it here to Cape Town.
I love it. I mean, reviews are just something... Something that just gets you up out yeah. of your seat. I think yes. that's the intention, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a nice roller coaster through some beautiful ballads to up-tempo numbers, some real flashy numbers. So it's going to be an exciting, exciting evening.
I want to speak to you about Lambda.
Yes.
Because I've been watching the growth and the success. And as we just discussed, I went to see Joseph
yes.
and was completely blown away. Pharaoh... The campest Elvis I have ever seen. This is so camp. He was divine.
Yes.
But your students have so much energy.
Yeah.
And they are obviously drilled. Well,
within an inch.
Tell us a little bit about now the school.
Well, you know what? The school is, it's been around since 2019. So it's in its sixth year now. And it has just been an absolute sort of...
Only 6 years.
Yeah, since 2019.
Feels
yeah.
like it's been there forever.
I know. Mm. But time flies. And, you know, the whole idea was to make triple threats, you know, people that can sing and dance and act. Mm. Because I think at this stage, you need to be able to do
everything. You have to do everything. You have to be so versatile.
And it's a three-year course. So it doesn't leave a lot of time for us. And we always say to the students, look, it's a three-year course. And we will get you ready for the profession if you're prepared to commit over time to the course. And, you know, they come in there knowing what the expectation is. We have an incredible faculty, and they really are. For those 3 years, they are really drilled, and we treat them like professionals and say, you know, every opportunity you have to get onto stage, you know, the Theatre on the Bay is a wonderful platform, but it's a public platform, and anybody can walk in from anywhere. So it's very important to us that the shows have a standard and they have a quality that people can sort of go, oh, well, jeepers, I can't believe they're students.
Your career is absolutely stellar. Are you still performing?
I perform when the right show comes. The last time I performed was I played Magaldi in Evita, the last time it was here. I did an Elton John show relatively recently. Yeah, so, you know, the school keeps Duane and I very, very busy. But when there is an opportunity, we, you know, Duane's working on Cats at the moment. I worked now on My Fair Lady with Stephen.
Which I know you're so envious of. I'm so envious. Cats.
It's been 4 years of my life traveling with that. And
I remember that.
It's just, you know, I think being in the show is an experience. It's one of those where you just, you'll never forget it. And also, we saw incredible parts of the world doing Cats. So it is a real good memory, to sort of use a pun.
You also promote your young graduates or your students. I see Nikki Latimer. I think she's been in other shows, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yeah, Nikita's just graduating this year. Yes, she's graduating this year. And, you know, the nice thing about our relationship with Peter and the Theatre on the Bay is that, of course, you know, there's a lovely synergy. His whole vision was always to sort of, you know, create a school above the Theatre on the Bay so that that building is artistic energy.
Yes,
not just
the
at
time.
Night when the audience comes. And it really is, you know, you stand outside there and you can hear singing and you can the dancing and the tracks and it's all going, you know. So I think what's really wonderful is that he offers us this wonderful platform to then allow our graduates to step into the industry. You know, it's a bit of a launch pad into the profession.
Very
so
much
these
so.
Bonsai musicals that we do, and Joseph being one of them, is a great opportunity to then take them from training into the first step into the profession. And then from there on, they, you know, they're kicked out of the nest and then they fly.
And tell us about some of your past students, where they are now.
Wow. So we've got 9 students that are in Cats at the moment. Our Joseph, who just finished his season, Dylan Janssen van Rensburg.
He's completely delightful.
He's now going to play Tugger in Cats, which is just such a – it's perfect.
Part,
it's absolutely perfect. And, you know, we've had musical – we've had our graduates in musicals now, I'd say, since we started graduating. You know, they've been in Mamma Mia's. Of course, we had a wonderful season of Spring Awakening, which was really, really wonderful for Lamta. And, you know, My Fair Lady, The Sound of Music – you know, it's just even with I think after COVID, when it was the Buddy Holly show, we had a whole bunch of students that was their first opportunity to get into the business. Because when COVID came along, we were actually in our second year of Lamta, and it was can you imagine trying
scary.
To start a business?
No.
So that kept us on our toes.
Terrifying.
But we're so proud of them. I mean, I think our graduates are really, really doing super well out there.
And, they are. I mean, just the professionalism of the show are absolutely extraordinary. As I said, I was blown away, and I had an overseas guest who's watched Broadway shows and who was like, oh my God, I have never seen anything quite like this. This is just
amazing. It's a really special show. We're very, very proud of it.
How many shows do you do per year with your students?
So we do a dance show in the middle of the year around June, July. And then last year we did a show called Beyond, which was sort of like a circus theme. And we took that to the Voortfeest. Then in the middle of the year, we did Noises Off, which was really, really challenging, but great, great fun. And
It is a tough show. I mean, it's a play.
It is a play.
And
And then we took that to Johannesburg, actually, as well, for a short season. It was amazing. And, of course, Chris Weir is an absolute legend.
He's extraordinary.
Absolute legend. Yeah. So, I mean, the work that he does with the students is phenomenal. And then now this is the Tony. So then we do a play in around about August. And then at the end of the year, we do a musical or a review. And then whatever our sort of bonsai is. And then, of course, it was Joseph for this year.
3 or 4 a year.
Yes.
It seems small.
Yeah. Yeah, well, look, we do small little things. We have, you know, we have a thing called Playground where we let the students create their own pieces. But I think the nice thing is we also sort of dip our toes and help out with Dancers Loves Dogs and sort of wherever there's a moment to perform, the students love it. So we grab it.
Antoine, you're doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
It's from the 4th to the 13th. Of
December.
Keep saying September. Tuesdays to Saturdays at 8 p.m., matinees on Saturdays at 3 o'clock, and tickets cost from R150 via web tickets or call the box office 021-438-3301. Have fun.
Thank you
and
so
I'll
much.
See you at Cats.
For sure. Cheers.
And I'll see you at the Theatre on the Bay.
FM.
FMR 101.3 FM.
Well, sadly, our next guest is not picking up her telephone, but I'm going to give you a bit of background anyway. You just heard Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. Well, Sweet Dreams are also made of the music of The Sound of Music, where you heard the lovely, wonderful Julie Andrews. I mean, who could not recognize her voice? And the children from the original Sound of Music, from the 1965 London cast recording. I mean, who doesn't know about The Sound of Music? I think it's one of those musicals that we've all grown up on. So Dutch soprano Amira Willinghagen is going to be singing along with Louis Luok for The Sound of Music in an awesome show, with perennials to be enjoyed by all ages, on a show called Mondech. And we're looking forward to that. It's going to be at the Drosti Theatre on Friday, the 28th of November. And did you realize, I mean, I've just realized, it's the 60th anniversary of this particular musical. And what a wonderful tribute to have this extraordinary Dutch soprano singing it. She was apparently the winner of Holland's Got Talent at the age of 9. She's born in Holland. She has lived in South Africa for the last 7 years and very recently made her debut with Louis Luok. So I think we have a lot more to be looking forward to. Not only are they doing this concert with The Sound of Music, but she is doing two solo concerts as well on Saturday, the 29th of November, at 8:30, and then on Sunday, the 30th of November, at 2 o'clock, which is at De Boer Theatre, which is more intimate and I think will probably be extraordinary. And tickets are available from deboer.com. So I think that we're going to have a little bit more music before I round off what you've heard about today. And thank you so much for listening.
101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.
So what did you hear today? There's lots on the menu. And as I said earlier, if you've missed part of the show, you can catch up on the podcast on fmr.co.za. Well, tea, tango, coffee, finger sandwich, what more could you want? And watching the Argentine tango being danced, well, I mean, that's a treat. So this is on Saturday, the 30th of November. It's the last Saturday of every month at the Glenhof Manor in Newlands. I think it's Sunday, the 30th of November. It's Sunday, the 30th of November. And we spoke to James and Denise, who are dancing partners, and you can look forward to the most wonderful afternoon. It's at Glenhof Manor in Newlands. Tickets from Quicket. And come back to the city on a Saturday afternoon, this coming Saturday, the 29th of November, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can wander around the city visiting galleries, cafes, retailers. Catch up on your Christmas shopping now before the rush gets in. It's probably already in. And some Black Friday specials, apparently. And that's, of course, free. And that's organized by the Mission for Inner City Cape Town. We heard from Artscape. And then, of course, 20 years of the Tony Awards at the Theatre on the Bay, presented by the Lambda students, which will take place from the 4th to the 13th of December. At Theatre on the Bay, obviously, tickets from Web Tickets or the box office. And finally, Amira and Louis Luok join forces in The Sounds of Music on Friday, the 28th at 8 p.m. at the Drosti, or you can catch Amira in two solo concerts at De Boer on Saturday, the 29th and Sunday, the 30th. And that's a wrap from me with thanks for listening, and thanks to Mzu, and have a fabulous week. FM.